Chapter 2. The Strange Case of Rudolf Hess. Although relegated to a minor footnote in history, the strange case of Nazi Deputy Führer Rudolf Hess in 1941 provides a rare glimpse of the elitist control over events during World War II. The bushy-eyebrowed Hess flew alone to England in May 1941 in an effort to make peace. The conventional view of the Hess flight is that of an increasingly marginalized member of Hitler's inner circle who sought to regain favor with his Führer by making an unauthorized visit to Britain in the hope of personally negotiating an end to the war and even enlisting England's aid in the fight against Soviet expansionism. Hitler disavowed Hess as insane, while British Prime Minister Winston Churchill more kindly described Hess's attempt at negotiation as a frantic deed of lunatic benevolence. At the Nuremberg trials, Hess was found guilty of crimes against peace and spent the rest of his life a prisoner in Berlin's Spandau prison. In August 1987, British military authorities announced that Hess had committed suicide, a judgment that continues to be disputed. Several recent studies of the Hess incident show there was much deeper meaning to this intriguing story, which was only magnified by his sudden and mysterious death, just as his release from captivity seemed imminent. Rudolf Hess was born in Egypt in 1894, the son of a German importer. He was well-schooled and well-traveled by the time he joined the German army during World War I, serving in the same regiment as Corporal Adolf Hitler. He was wounded twice and later became a fighter pilot, but the war ended before he could experience much combat. Returning to Munich after the war, Hess helped other ex-servicemen in the paramilitary Freikorps to oust a short-lived communist local government. After helping to break the communist coup, Hess joined the Thule Society and enrolled as a student at the University of Munich, where he met his future wife and the man who was to prove a major influence on both Hitler and himself, Professor General Karl Haushofer. According to author William Bramley, Professor Haushofer was a member of the Vril, another secret society based on a book by British Rosicrucian Lord Bulwer Lytton about the visit of an Aryan super-race to Earth in the distant past. A mentor to both Hess and Hitler, Haushofer had traveled extensively in the Far East before becoming a general in the Kaiser's army of World War I. His early associations with influential Japanese businessmen and statesmen were crucial in forming the German-Japanese alliance of World War II, wrote author Peter Lavenda.